My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Here we go. It's hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have the schedule release coming up at 7 o'clock officially, but Wolchuk and Broadus feel like they got this thing dialed, so we'll reset you on that. Went over it at length back there in the 420 segment, about 425. If the Odyssey app and you want to go back and check that out, you can look on Wolchuk's Twitter as well. We'll be talking about that with you coming up throughout the show, though. Two more hours to go. Then Fan After Dark. Perfect night for no Rangers game with the schedule out. We'll be reacting for the next 2 hours. Then Fred and Blake are going to take over, and here's Chief with the finest.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, how much are you buying this Cowboys offseason? 877-881-1053, right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Just big credit to Wolchuk, just dadding his balls off today, and then also just making calls, putting this puzzle piece together. He came in. Was he sweating and a little huffing and puffing when he walked in here, Dawson? I think he was. Yeah. This is a guy who's been juggling fatherhood and being dialed at his profession over the last, like, 10 hours. This has been a hell of a work day for you, and we appreciate your presence.
Well, right? I appreciate it, man. You're absolutely right. This was a terribly timed recital. And what are we doing? And I guess because they're
brutal.
2 years old,
it's
so
brutal.
It's like 3:30 in the middle of the day. It's fine. They're just twirling and spinning around. But it wasn't ideal, especially on schedule release day. I mean, this is like Brian and I's mini Super Bowl. It's like an ultimate crossword puzzle trying to put this thing together. But it's been a lot of fun, and I think we've got this thing pretty nailed.
Yeah, the idea that they didn't take you and what you have on your schedule today into consideration when they put this whole thing together, it's bordering on disrespectful. And I don't want to keep agitating you on it, because then you're going to get ticked off, and then you might start flying off the rails and calling people out that you shouldn't.
You're right.
Okay,
you're right. I need to calm down.
So I want to calm you down, but I think you're right. And I'm just glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Dangerous business trying to calm down the woolly bully. It can be tough. It can be tough, man. Now, one of my favorite national football voices, Robert Mays, he's actually on the podcast with David Hellman, who, of course, we had on just yesterday during Krusty's Corner. And they're going through kind of their off-season reports here, and they're going team by team. Are you buying what they've done in the off-season? Listen to Robert Mays, again, super educated across the board, and listen to him talk about why he's buying this Cowboys off-season.
Jalen Thompson, Caleb Downs, PJ Locke is now your third safety, and you do enough up front, hopefully. A lot of this hinges on Malachi Lawrence, but based on all the resources they had, and where they ended up, I think I'm okay with the roster moves on defense. This is a lot, just me having a lot of faith in Christian Parker and me thinking this is the right choice. And I think part of this and why I'm buying the Cowboys' path overall is that I'm so pleasantly surprised by how the Dallas Cowboys have operated over the last year or so, and a lot of the like behind the scenes hiring practices, the mindset, a lot of the things that they've done are things that I would have liked to have seen them do for a while. Like, I do think that there have been moments over the last 2 or 3 years when I've thought to myself, like, does this team actually want to win? Do they actually want to win? And I was very open about that. And you look at what they've done over the last couple off seasons, the hires they've made, the coaching staff that they've built, and you combine that with some of the stuff they did this year and the fact that they are pushing their chips in a little bit. I'm buying this version of the Cowboys. It's imperfect, and I do think that there are still questions about the defensive roster, but based on where they started and where they are now from January 1st to this moment, I can get on board with what the Cowboys have done.
Okay, so I think that's a pretty level-headed take. He's acknowledging, like, over the course of many years, like we all have, like, is winning priority number one for the Cowboys? And you could look at some of the moves that they make or don't make and question that. And now he's at a point now where over the last two off seasons, starting, I think, with the shoddy hire and the staff that he's put together, and then now filling in the pieces on the defensive side of the ball with Christian Parker. And Robert Mays is a guy who goes training camp to training camp. He's pretty intimately involved with a lot of these teams, and he's been on Christian Parker for like 3 years now. So he's definitely like champion nationally of the Christian Parker hype train. And so he's maybe got a little bias in there, but from everything that he's seen, and he's been up close and personal, knowing a lot of people and talking to a lot of people, like Christian Parker is the next guy, and Robert Mays is fully buying in on that. But I mean, with the way they put the staff together, I think we've all been excited about that. Mm-hmm. With the shoddy thing initially was kind of deflating, but then it's like, oh, this Clayton Adams stuff, the way they've built the offensive line room and things like that. You're like, okay, they're going outside the box here. And I think a lot of it is credit to them maybe falling ass backwards into shoddy.
Yes.
To some extent.
So. Yeah.
And then he's really opened up some eyes in that building with, like, this is how we need to approach it.
You know, I think one great thing about a lot of successful companies is they know who to hire. Like, so it's not like you're getting shoddy, brilliant tactician head coach who's like, guys, I got the answer to the test. You got shoddy the headhunter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got shoddy, the human resources dude that's like, I'm going to go find the best and the brightest out there. So for that, in that avenue of, am I buying it? It's a 10 out of 10. I've said some crazy things about how much I believe in shoddy over the last 12 months here on this radio station. But my problem is, if you want to win it, you got to pick a year. Unless you have Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, you got to say, this is our 2-year window, and we're going to do crazy, irresponsible things. And the only crazy, irresponsible thing the Cowboys have really done with this team is Dak Prescott's contract. You know, everything else is, oh, well, we got to sacrifice here because Dak's contract, right? Do crazy stuff and fix linebacker, and then maybe I'll believe it. You know? So 10 out of 10 for the long term. But for this one season, I'm still like a 5 or 6.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I fall in line with you a fair amount. I think the guys that they've brought in, they've identified in free agency and in the draft of, like, these are quality dudes. But I do think there's just, you want more. So I'm with you. Big picture, I love where this is moving. But also, if you really wanted to win right now, I think you probably left a little meat on the bone in terms of player acquisition this offseason.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave yourself with as many holes if you were really trying to just go for it. And I think they should be in that mode right now.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously wanted to address linebacker more than they did. They tried to go and get Quay Walker. They tried to do N'Kobe Dean. They wanted to team up together in Vegas, so that didn't work out. And then their pivot point was D. Winters, who's a good player. How good will he be? We'll see. I mean, I do think the 214 drastically overrating an offseason with no major additions of proven talent and a D.C. that's never actually done the job with a bunch of unproven rookies. Like, that's fair skepticism. I mean, I do think on defense, you know, regardless of how we feel about it, they brought in guys that at least Christian Parker feels Rashawn Gary's a proven player, and he's going to be a fit for what I want to do. Tito Ogbonnia, not a big name, but has been a proven player in the NFL, fits what he wants to do. Yeah. D. Winters was a starter for every game last year on a defense that made the divisional round and was a pretty damn good player. So at least he's proven. Jalen Thompson, maybe not a household name, one of the better safeties in all of football, and they gave him the biggest free agent contract that they've handed out in the last decade. So they did add some proven quality veteran players on defense. Maybe they're not the glitz and glamour names that you would have liked. And then, yes, they have filled it in with unproven rookies. But I think of Caleb Downs, I know I'll speak for myself, you guys know this, I think he's going to be an absolutely sensational player, difference maker year one. We'll see about Malachi Lawrence, Jayshon Barham, Devin Moore, these type of guys that I do think are going to have to play a role. So there are question marks, but they're certainly trending in the right direction. And I get the pause of we got to see it with Christian Parker, but it is hard not to get excited when anybody that you talk to or anybody that's interviewed is like, yeah, this dude is a freaking rocket ship that is just ascending and could be a head coach in 2 years. Everybody in the league loves him, and he seems like he knows what the hell he's doing. So there's a lot of optimism right now. How will it happen on the football field? With Shoddy, to me, it does come down to wins and losses. You won just as many games last year with a healthy Dak Prescott as you did the year before under Mike McCarthy with no Dak Prescott. And I do think that matters. So as good as the offense was for Shoddy, jury's still out for him. How good of a head coach are you? But it's trending in a positive direction.
Okay, did you guys see old Devon Achane getting the bag?
Yeah. Yeah, nice bag.
Yeah, it
what,
is.
What do you feel about this?
It's 4 years, $68 million.
Crazy.
$32 million guaranteed. Okay, so he becomes the third highest paid running back in the NFL. Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, and then there's Devon Achane. And, I mean, clearly the Dolphins have decided that this is one of the few guys that they want to retain and sort of build around a little bit. So, and he's been awesome. I mean, how many touchdowns? This dude, 3 years, how many touchdowns?
40? 25?
35.
35.
Wow. Okay. I mean, 35 touchdowns in three years, hitting the ground running, and maybe a lot of credit, of course, to Mike McDaniel dialing it up for him. And he probably had half of those touchdowns in that Broncos game when they put up 70 on Sean Payton. But, I mean, it's been a really productive situation, and he's a guy that is awesome and dynamic out of the backfield as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting chunk plays
on a
Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor type of level from him.
Yeah.
And you're getting rush success rate. You know, I don't know if he's worth the $17 million or whatever they're going to give him a year, but he's as close as it gets to being worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a dangerous game when you're paying running backs, in my opinion. But he's young enough and he's explosive enough. He can really be a difference maker for you, and not only making plays as a running back, but then also as a pass catcher. So, I mean, I get it. And they get ahead of some big deals that are coming down the pike here, like Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah,
those guys are probably going to get paid before the start of the season, and those are. I think those are the two headliner names in terms of young backs in the NFL. Those are the best two. So it'll be interesting to see which one of those guys gets their deal first, and then the other one comes over top and beats it. But I think the Dolphins were like, hey, we definitely don't want to let Gibbs or Robinson get their deal and blow the money up even more.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just get in here now. But congratulations to the former Aggie. I thought it was funny. How much do you guys think a Miami Dolphins Tua jersey would go for right now? He's now with Atlanta.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Miami Dolphins Tua jersey, $20. I like that. I like that bid.
$50.
You can get it on the NFL shop right now for $14.99.
Wow.
If you want an authentic, like legit stitched Tua Dolphins jersey, you can get it for $14.99 in an adult size. And if you want to get one for your kiddo, you can get it for like $6. I mean, that's what's happening.
I mean,
right
at
now.
Some point, there's a novelty value to it. Like,
yeah,
is that in 12 right. years from now? Is that 5 years from now? Is there an ironic comedy play to be had right now at a watch party to rock the Tua jersey? But that's authentic and stitched.
Mm. Yeah, it's a legit jersey.
Yeah,
yeah.
For $14.99, man. That's how it goes. It's like 4 months ago, that was probably a $185 jersey.
Yeah,
it's $14.99.
I wonder how much like a Diggs jersey would be or a Micah jersey. Like, how much are those going for the Cowboys?
Yeah, far? Yeah. Why don't you look up a Diggs jersey right now? A Cowboys Diggs jersey, if they still have those on the NFL shop, what would that run? Now, we live in a world now with so much access, right? Where, I mean, there's cameras everywhere. We're all walking around with our own cameras. I can invite you into any moment of my life if I want to.
Yeah.
And so if you want, you can go into the bathroom with DK Metcalf.
I saw that.
You have that opportunity for you. DK Metcalf on his Instagram story. Now, it's off-putting. He is clearly sitting down on the toilet throne, and he's just taking a picture of his feet and his pants down at his ankles. That's all you can see with the tile floor. It's a nice tile. And then he writes in the caption, "Make sure you get them parasites out you." So I guess he's going through some type of parasites cleanse. This is a guy that really only eats candy.
Oh, do you think he took some sort of a supplement?
I don't know what he... I mean, listen, I'm sure we all got...
Doing a colon cleanse?
I'm sure we all got some parasites floating around in there. We're probably all due for a little bit of a cleanser, a little detoxer. But there's DK Metcalf inviting you in to one of the more intimate moments and vulnerable moments of his existence right there in the bathroom.
That's just weird.
That's too much access. Yeah. You know what? I think that's where we can put the roadblock. Like, we're good here.
I didn't realize how, like, immature or meatheadish DK Metcalf is, you know? That I didn't have that on my bingo card because he seems so nice and easygoing. He doesn't seem like he's the Beavis and Butthead of the wide receiver position, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he's got a lot more Gronk in his game.
Yeah, he might, dude. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think we've seen bathroom shots of Gronk.
No.
Like, I could see Gronk doing the Fudge Dragon stuff and laughing and having fun about it with his boys, with his brothers.
A little fudge trail.
But here's DK. But part of this is a PSA, right? So that's where the credit's due. He's trying to remind people, hey, you probably got a parasite floating around. Maybe get that thing checked. Gut health's important. All right, now this is the same DK Metcalf that rode he was carted off of a football field in the middle of an NFL game just so he could go number two ski during the game.
Hey,
he didn't want a prairie dog walk that thing Lamar Jackson style.
No.
So they pulled a cart for him in the fourth quarter of a Lions game when he was still with Seattle a couple of years ago.
There's some impulsivity and some judgment calls in there that leave something to be desired. I mean, he attacked the fan in the stands last year, got suspended two games.
Sure did.
Nearly cost them the playoffs. They lost to Cleveland week 17 because he wasn't there.
To be fair, he was doing us all a favor. Like, nobody wanted to watch that crappy Steelers team in the postseason.
No,
he was trying to assist the rest of us.
We were all hoping, like, Baltimore, come on, get into this thing. Let's go, please.
For that, DK, we thank you. And it's a good point from the 972. Like, it continues to be the most interesting personality in all of football, the wide receivers.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hey, Divas, I mean, for a reason.
Puka's biting people. And DK's dropping parasite deuces right there on his Instagram.
Pickens and Lamb.
Yeah, 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 they are. I mean, the personalities are definitely magnified. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We got to run. We got the Expressway coming up next. G-Bag of the Day as our schedule release tailgate party continues here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Strato Tech T from Vuori. is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Free the fan. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan, and it's time now to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Wolchek, how confident are you in this schedule that you and Broadus both texted us nearly simultaneously last hour?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn confident. I mean, Brian and I, sorry about that, phlegm fighting. We've been on the phone together like six different times today trying to workshop this. The only thing that I don't have for sure will be the times. You know, it's possible that this, you know, I'm thinking Seattle, it's at Seattle, I'm pretty confident, week 13. I'm seeing Monday Night Football rumored. I've seen other people say like that's going to be a 325 or on Sunday. But I'm like 90% sure we've got this thing nailed. So I'm excited for the Cowboys schedule release video, whatever they're doing Star Wars related with the three Tylers. I think that'll be interesting. And we'll be able to check. It's like almost a mock draft. Like, how close did we get to this? But I'm very confident that Brian and I, and all of our forces together, have been able to piece this thing together pretty accurately.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but I have seen the official Cowboys pregame show schedule. Both Chief and I.
Oh, the preseason.
The preseason.
Ooh,
preseason
have you
schedule.
Now. Okay.
Yes. And
you're grinding here too.
We haven't been greenlit to share it,
no.
And we won't because it could get us fired. And I don't think anybody would even care.
I do. We
about
gotta work
it.
These,
but I have seen that, and you know, I think the interesting takeaway from the schedule that you and Broadus have worked on is it's a great chance to start 2-0 going into Brazil against Baltimore. You know, but then immediately after the second week, like. You go through five straight weeks where you might be dogs in these games. You could be underdogs in five games in a row here from week three through week seven.
And you're playing some quality defenses. I mean, that's going to be a test week four going to Houston, and that's right after a Brazil game. And I think that one made sense because it's like the short travel. I was thinking maybe they're going to be an early bye. We do have it pretty confirmed that it will be the week 14 bye week, so that'll be late in the season. And you've got, like, if that ends up being a Thursday night game against the Bucks, which I was like, is that really going to be Thursday night? But it seems like that will be the case, week five at home. You've got multiple kind of mini buys built in. So you'll have a long week of prep before what is reportedly at Green Bay, week six. And then you'll have another one, of course, with Thanksgiving before week 13 at Seattle. Then you'll get your actual bye. So you've got kind of like week and a half built in here where you got the mini buys for Dallas. But you're right, man. I mean, like, the Texans are one of the best defenses in football. The Ravens, I think, are going to bounce back. The Bucks are a team that has been an NFC South Division champ and is trying to get back into the playoffs. And then we'll see what version of Green Bay you get. Philly's always tough. And then maybe you've got a little bit of a reprieve with Cardinals Colts, but we know the Cardinals have not been an easy out.
Yeah, you do get a reprieve there. And I think the reprieve might continue with San Francisco and Tennessee. Those games are at home. And then Thanksgiving. And I don't know how good Seattle's going to be. You know, it's a lot of fun to look at the schedule and project what you think is going to happen. But I think the most important schedule topic right now is something we won't know until late September or October. But it's how good are these teams that you're going to play from the AFC South and the NFC West. And it looks right now like it could be horrible. It looks right now like 6-11 is possible, even though you might be a better football team.
Yeah.
You could end up with a worse record because of how massive this schedule is. So you kind of you need some regression from about three or four of these teams when you look at Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville. They all had good years last year. We need San Francisco to take that significant step back that maybe we imagined last year. And same goes for Seattle. And Arizona, you got to kick the curse, for crying out loud. At least you don't have to go to the desert this year, but you're going to play the Cardinals again. Okay, good news on the sked. Malik Nabers, it's the insiders are saying he's probably not going to be able to play week one. And it's not as a result of the second knee surgery that he had to have. It's just the timeline. And then there's reports out of Green Bay that Micah might start on PUP. I know Adam Schefter said that this morning, and on Broadus and Wolchuk's projected schedule, that's week six. So, you know, he might be playing his second game. He might be playing his first game of the season, or he might not be playing at all. You know, it's right around the cutoff time. Okay, what else do we have cooking here for you? We do want to salute the Texas Rangers. They are off tonight, but how about a little two outs? So what last night? Duran, Osuna, Berger, Jansen bringing it home for the 6-5 win with two outs after Evan Carter got the second out there in the ninth. Corey Seager starts the ninth and gets out, and you're like, oh, geez. You know, just stick a fork in me as a Rangers fan. It looked like rock bottom.
It did. I wonder how many I would love to poll the amount of Rangers fans that turned the game off.
Right?
How many people woke up this morning and were like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, they won that game?
They did. Man, it was glorious.
It's the night of comebacks.
The Mariners had to place catcher Cal Raleigh on the 10-day injured list with a right oblique strain. First IL stint.
So much for that slump bust, man.
Of his six-year career, first time on the IL.
That's crazy. I saw that earlier, and I was like, is this real? That's impressive. You don't pull fat.
I guess it got him out of the slump. He hit the dong. But he pulled his oblique all at the same time.
So you know everything he had into it.
Now you get the mental reset. He'll just come back and he'll be ready to roar.
NBA,
hopefully not.
NBA playoffs are off tonight. You're going to get Spurs-Wolves tomorrow. And you're going to get Game 6 Detroit-Cleveland on Friday. So looking forward to the resumption of those series. The NHL playoffs resuming tonight. Incredible last night with Colorado down 3-0. They came all the way back to beat the Wild 4-3. Yeah. Stars weren't getting past that, were they?
No.
The Avs are finally once again at the height of their powers. Tonight, Canadiens and Sabres game 5 with that series tied at 2, and Anaheim hosting Vegas in game 6 with the Golden Knights up 3-2 in that one. All right, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Oh, yes, we're here. The Dream Team is here. I keep this TV on in here on ridiculousness.
Okay. Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Just so I can see Chanel West Coast.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't know, man. There's something about it, dog. I like Chanel West Coast.
The teeth?
Teeth, everything. Just the weird, goofy look.
The laugh.
I love it. All right, man.
The McGuffies.
Yep.
She be McGuffian.
I'll never forget when she got just peppered with that dodgeball.
They tore
back
up,
to
bro.
Back. They did. Bang. Dude brought her to tears.
Yeah. That was definitely bullying.
She's still making music?
Uh-huh. She sure is. Yeah, follow her. On Reddit, too, I follow her. Every weekday on the Fan at 5:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. Our winner and champ so far, going for day 2 right here, is a young man doing wheelies. Doing wheelies. He's practicing his wheelies on his mini bike in an empty parking lot in their neighborhood. All right? So there's nothing over there. It's an empty parking lot. Looks like it's by a clubhouse or whatever. But people are upset about it. Him practicing this. So they step on outside and confront him. And this is why it's G-Bag of the Day.
What does that say right there? No motorized vehicles.
On the grass.
Yep. Have your dad call me. What's going on? Honestly, you're not supposed to be doing it.
I'm not a child.
Okay?
I'm not a child.
You're not supposed to be doing it.
Okay. Call the police. I don't know.
What?
Call the police. I don't know.
Maybe I will. What's your name?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's a funny name.
Yeah.
It's a funny
How
name.
How old are you?
Don't worry about it.
How old are you?
Why do you want to know?
Let's go.
Because you shouldn't be doing this.
It's
nobody's here. I'm not. I don't understand. I don't understand how this affects you.
They don't like it. They don't like
it. Nobody likes it.
Okay.
Nobody likes
it. Insurance on this crap. Okay.
I'm not destroying anything. I'm literally.
It's not that. It's if you fall and crack your head open.
I'm wearing a helmet.
Oh, you got a helmet on.
Okay. I'm wearing protective gear. And I'm riding a mini bike.
For everything I know.
Go do it in an area.
Find a track and practice.
Where?
Something useful. Wheelies aren't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Learn how to drive.
Learn how to drive.
Wheelies are going to do this. Learn how to drive.
Do something for the community. Did that like devolve into trying to give him advice?
Yeah.
What's
up, Fred?
It wasn't working.
Yeah.
It wasn't working.
Learn how to drive. Be productive.
Fred Davidson, the building.
Oh, he's got a helmet on.
Yeah, Coach JB of the Fan just walked in here. Oh, man. Shout out to you, Fred. Okie dokie. Let's do this one right here. Perfect for a ladies' night. Eric sent me this one right here, and he was right. This is good for a lady situation.
Hey.
Charles Barkley has a crush on Cleveland Cavaliers forward Max Strus.
Oh, this is a weird dynamic.
Yeah, he has a crush. Ladies, tell me if you agree.
Max Strus played great. Okay. I'm thinking what everybody is saying. That's a pretty man.
I don't think everybody's thinking that.
Can I ask you a question? Yes, you can.
What are you attracted to him about him?
I'm not attracted to him, but I can hear
you said he's attractive.
He's a good-looking man.
What are you attracted about his good looks?
His face.
His face?
His face. He's a good-looking man.
The ponytail, too. You like the ponytail?
You like the fact that he's wearing a...
And the headband?
Ponytail, boo-boo.
A t-shirt?
I told y'all about...
It's a t-shirt.
I told you. I don't believe in the man bun thing.
But is a t-shirt?
But you're able to overlook that.
Listen, man, don't be hate. That's a pretty man.
Nobody said it was hating. I just asked you what was attracted to you.
I just don't think, I'm just surprised that was your takeaway from
I gave him his flowers on basketball all night.
Is it the eyes?
So you were looking in his eyes? I would not look him dead in the eyes.
Why?
When that come out after that, I made that mistake with Tom Brady one time.
Oh my God.
Did nothing but gibberish.
So hold on,
out.
So you're putting him in Tom Brady's class?
Come on, man. Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Yes, what?
He's in Tom Brady's class.
Wow.
Yet he's a better shooter than Tom Brady.
I have this thing. So you have a type.
You got a type, bro.
Wow.
Kenny was on him, bro.
Kenny definitely turned it up, man.
What do you like about him? What's your favorite part?
Man, yeah. Type.
Is it the eyes?
This might be the first time since they joined ESPN that I feel like the show's kind of breathing a little bit.
Good.
It's kind of back.
Because it was kind of stuffy and clunky at first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they probably didn't get the rhythm. You know, you never knew when it was on.
I mean, they're almost thrown into it like it's a segment. Like it's a segment of SportsCenter sometimes, which I don't appreciate.
No, me either.
I have another ladies' night clip for you. Little Road Rage Riz. I call this How I Met Your Mother. My man is on a motorcycle. Another motorcycle clip. Look like a little road rage situation. Girl's mad at him. He's recording. Listen to this.
Why so angry, mama?
I'm in my lane. Why are you in my lane?
Why so angry, mama?
Why
so angry, mama?
What?
I said, why are you so angry, mama?
Sorry, honestly, if you're being nice,
I'm sorry.
People are irritating, they're rude, people are just evil out here, and I just thought you were evil. So
I know, I'm sorry, mama.
I'm sorry, mama.
I'm going to scare you. No, you're okay.
No, I'm not ever like this. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm so sorry. You want a Chipotle card? I was going to use it, but
no, it's fine. You take it. I was going to get Chipotle right now, but no.
Chipotle is all right.
Go get some.
Okay. I don't.
You have a nice day, okay?
People were like you, the world would be better. I'm so sorry.
What's your name?
Gianna.
Angel, nice to meet you. Just have a better day, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry for scaring you.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for yelling at you.
No, you're fine. Don't worry. No, it's okay.
Wow.
A woman said she was sorry, bro.
A whole bunch of times. Not even once. A whole bunch of times. And stood on it. Didn't even say, I'm sorry, but you could have, or whatever. It was just straight up me. I'm sorry.
I was ready to take Angel home.
She was ready too.
Yeah.
I mean, she went into bedroom voice right there roadside.
That was wild.
What a switcher, turn.
She offered to feed that man.
Yes.
You want my Chipotle card?
Wow.
That's awesome. I mean, he's either taken or rolling like Charles Barkley. You know what I'm saying?
He's not
picking up those signals.
I'm not going to. It's hard. It's hard, bro. It's hard to catch when ladies are flirting at you.
It is. That was pretty obvious, but.
Yeah, I mean, that was right out there.
Yeah. But who knows? In the moment. Maybe he's like,
that mama got her.
Yeah, mama.
What'd you say?
My mama?
Yeah. Softened her up.
Yeah. I used to call girls mama a lot. My girl doesn't like it.
Hey, mama.
I got it from Elvis Presley.
Hey, mama.
Mama.
Tell you what, mama.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, mama.
Little mama.
All right, let's see. Oh, this was great earlier. This was great. I don't know if you heard this one, Woolchuck. Interruptosaurus Rex Broadus.
Oh, yeah.
Interrupting FDR. Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah, this is incredible.
This is
archival
great
footage, man.
Yeah, throwback Thursday audio right here for you guys.
December 7th, 1941,
Who did it?
A date which will live.
Was that Germany or was that Japan?
Who did it?
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I bet.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That was my next guess.
The United States was at peace with that nation. And at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation.
Does he speak Japanese? I didn't know that. Is that, has he always known Japanese, or is that like, you think, like once he lost use of his legs, did like make his brain stronger?
He's like Professor X.
Hey, speaking of Germany, why does he wear that mustache, the Hitler guy? It's just a dumb mustache, right? Like, why does anybody take them seriously? Is that considered attractive there in Germany?
That's it's so bro. Perfect because it's so true.
It's so broad.
It's so accurate.
Nail on the head, dude.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I love this part.
Was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I bet.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That was my next guess.
I love that.
God bless Bobby Bell.
God bless Bobby.
What a legend.
Freaking incredible. Bro. Well, yeah, we need as many of those as possible.
Yeah, please.
That's
so funny, bro.
Yeah, we're workshopping more as we speak.
All types of historic moments with Protus.
Yeah.
All of them. Everyone you can think of.
Oh my God!
I need Broadus interrupting the Tom Landry's fired press conference.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let's just put a list together, man.
Yeah. Nico announcing the trade of Luka.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Good stuff. Yesterday is the church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Doctor, Pastor, and Politician Frederick Douglass Haynes. Going to a praise and worship service. They said this lady right here was hitting all the notes and holding the notes. Unfortunately, they were the wrong notes.
Order my steps in your way. Order my tongue in your way. Guide my feet in your way. Wash my heart.
Not the right key.
Good
she can
night.
Hold the notes. She's got a diaphragm. She's pretty good at singing. She's just not tone deaf.
A little pitchy.
Yeah.
Can't hear anything else but that.
Oh, wow. Is it the mini bike troll? Is it Charles Barkley with a crush on Max Struth? Is it Road Rage Riz? Brought us interrupting FDR addressing the country in 41 or Lady holding, hitting all the right notes there at worship service, all the wrong notes. What do you think here? I'm going to go with Broadus interrupting FDR, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I have to.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to pick anything else, really.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, you got to go with the Interruptosaurus.
My unanimous score of 4-0. Broadus might be returning as a 5-time champion when he returns next Thursday, right?
Mm.
He's out Wednesday to Wednesday.
Wednesday to Wednesday, yep.
All righty. So, yeah, send Broadus some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. Congratulations. He is once again your G-Bag of the Day champ, even in AI form. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with some LA Live.
All right. It is a ladies' night edition of LA Live. We'll get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
All the small things.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I gotta say this, and I know women don't hear this a lot, but I'm gonna be honest, because we don't call you ladies out when it comes to this, but I really wish that women would get a little bit better at flirting, you know? Because ladies, you're not good at it. And as men, we don't ask for nothing because we're horny, so we just let you say Y'all can just say whatever. Got y'all thinking y'all can say anything to anyone. Not everything is a compliment. Sometimes I think making fun is like a compliment. Like, I'm not like a tall guy, and I'm not insecure about it, but that don't mean you could just say anything to me. These girls be coming up to me like, aren't you a cutie patootie? No, bitch. Ain't shit cute over here. I'm a fucking gangster. Don't play with me. I'll put on my do-rag right now.
I never could tell when they was flirting. I never could tell when the ladies were flirting, bro. But for some reason, your old lady can tell when the girls are flirting, though.
Oh, yeah. She likes you.
Yeah. She searched a perk.
Yeah. Like, how did you know?
Wait a second. What?
Damn, I missed that.
I think I could probably tell if my old lady was flirting with somebody. I think the spidey senses would fire pretty good there.
Yeah. You're right.
Wait a minute.
Right. My girl, I see all your teeth as you're laughing. Hell out of here. What is that?
I haven't
that?
Seen that in a while.
Yeah. Hey, this is L.A. Live. I haven't seen that in a while. It's hilarious. This is L.A. Live for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition L.A. Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies that listen to this year's station. You are appreciated. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. The Dallas Wings play tonight. Minnesota Lynx. They're in the building tonight. 7 p.m. College Park Center, Arlington. That means Olivia Miles is back in the DFW.
Okay. Welcome back.
She's back in the DFW. Putting up them numbers, so we get to see that tonight. You know, there's no basketball on, so I'm definitely watching this.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah, starting at 7, so I'll probably watch it here. Here. The Lynx star, what's her name? Nafisa. She's out with an ankle injury.
All right.
So it's going to be a whole lot of Olivia Miles, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Here you go.
Is AZ Fudd, she's still out?
I think so. I think I did see something that she was out tonight, but I'm going to double check that.
I want to see the battle of the rookies.
Come on.
Yeah. I got Grant Avseth. I guess this was 45
she's
minutes
available?
Ago. Available.
Oh! Okay. Let's go!
Yeah, Wings PR confirmed
Let's
that, too.
Go!
She is available tonight.
Let's go!
With that right knee. She was questionable ahead of the game.
We got Fudd and Miles tonight, baby. This is what the streets want right here in Arlington. The Wings versus Indiana Fever game was the second most watched NBA game on ABC and ESPN. Second most watched.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah, impressive. How about that?
Ladies sports era.
You want to know what the number one was?
Reese and Clark.
Yes!
Gotta be, right?
Yes! Yeah. Yes, it was. 100%. Both of these games featured Caitlin Clark. With that being said, let's do a little reaching and preaching right here. Going to the Craig Carden Show. Radio Hall of Famer Craig Carden. Tyrone Johnson doing his thing on the mic. Pause. A.K.A. Ty Johnson. He has a hot take about Miss Caitlin Clark. Is he reaching or preaching right here?
The Caitlin Clark thing is over because she's not the best player in the WNBA. She's not the best guard in the WNBA. She's not even the best guard from her college class because that's Paige Beckers, who plays for Dallas, who beat them in the season opener. This could be a situation where this could all we look back on Caitlin Clark, and we're not going to look back on her like she's Michael Jordan. She's Jeremy Lin.
Whoa.
This is just insanity. She's going to fumble this, and it's because of two things. Who would have thought? She decided to roll up with Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen says the N-word liberally, says it more than I do, and I'm black. And her bitching and moaning to the refs nonstop. But when we look back on this, we'll go, this girl had the world by the balls. She had everybody loving her. People who hate women's sports were tuning in just for her. And when we look at Jeremy Lin and look at her, we're going to find out that at the end of the day, it was the exact same thing.
Hot take right there by Mr. Ty Johnson. Woo! Is he reaching or preaching when it comes to Miss Caitlin Clark?
I mean, that feels like a reach there, dude, to go Jeremy Lin on this. Like, Jeremy if you want to say extreme. She's not going to reach the heights that she was built up for, then I could maybe I could get there. But she's top six in scoring right now. I mean, it's obviously two games into the season, but she's top six in scoring. She's second in assists in the league. Like, as long as she's staying healthy, she's still a bucket, and she's underrated with her passing.
Yeah, I mean, her first season was more than... She was fourth in MVP voting as a rookie. Yeah.
She's a two-time All-Star.
That's, I mean, that's already
She's
better
already
than,
better
than,
yeah,
she had like nine assists done. Last night, didn't she? Yeah. Like nine assists or something. Something crazy.
Yeah, she's. I think she's a top 10 player in the game. I don't think Jeremy Lin was ever even a top 30 player in the NBA. But yeah, I think what Chief said is accurate. Like, there are better guards. I don't think she was in the same draft class as Paige Beckers.
No,
Beckers
Paige was drafted a year after. Paige is better than her.
Yeah.
I mean, Paige is a better all-around game. You know, she's a better defender. But yeah, I mean, I think Caitlin Clark is an offensive player, to your point of assists and also as a shooter. She's certainly not somebody that's going to drive as well as Paige is. But no, Caitlin Clark is a very good basketball
player. She's just
got to
make her threes. Like, her goal should be, I want to be the Steph Curry of women's basketball.
100%.
But her best season, it was 35% from three.
And then she was hurt last year.
If you're going to be, if that's your thing and you can make over 40, I think she could win MVP. But not with those shooting numbers.
Yeah, and I haven't watched her in these two games, but she must have. I mean, she's got a better repertoire now because, I mean, she's only shooting 18% from the three-point line. She's still scoring 22 points per game right now in the first couple games of the season. So, you know, developing some other aspects of her offensive game. But, yeah, the three ball needs to be certainly more consistent.
A lot of people walked out there with Morgan Waller, too, right? Lots of people.
Oh, my God. That's like the whole thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Drake walked out there. Yeah. Marshawn Lynch just walked out there with the dude. I didn't see the N-word video that he said. Has anybody seen it? Was he just like rapping along with something? Or was it like some adjectives in front of it?
I haven't seen it. He's making it seem like he's setting records with the usage. Yeah, though. The usage rate is apparently high.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
I haven't seen one highlight.
I haven't seen one either. All right, so we agree the old man is probably reaching a little bit right there for the timeline because of the Jeremy Lin.
It is a hot take that I would venture into last year at this time because after her rookie year and all the hype
and the injuries,
you drill down into it and you're like, okay, she's not the greatest.
Yeah,
you know, there is something to it. You know that the players could be like, she's getting the credit and she's being covered like she is the best, but we're way better. She just went viral, you know. And you can't put your finger on what makes an athlete go viral all the time.
It's that amazing shooting she does, brother.
Yeah. I mean, she's pulling from the logo at Iowa.
God, so yeah, she's got range.
It's amazing.
She was making half-court buckets. I guess it goes back to a 2021 TMZ release video, Lucius, where he's outside his house, and I guess a neighbor on their doorbell cam picked up him throwing out that word.
Was it with some adjectives in front of or behind it? Was he telling you, telling that in what to do?
No, I think he was just kind of saying a bunch of stuff, and it wasn't directed at anybody. He just threw the phrase out.
Like that girl from the, was that a home whatever that was?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
She used it the most ridiculous way.
So farting or whatever it was.
Going and making the rounds, like apologizing, like, I'm so sorry, that's not, you know.
LA Live 105.3, the Fan on a ladies' night.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Got some more dread ladies. For you ladies. For you ladies on a ladies' night. Hold on. In the last one here.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
That's right. All right. Cardi B, Stephon Diggs are trying to make it work. You ever seen couples trying to make it work?
Yeah.
trying to make it work.
Usually doesn't end well.
No. Remember, Cardi B broke up with Buddy after the Super Bowl because he brought all his baby mamas and girlfriends to the game.
Yeah.
Cardi B felt ambushed a little bit.
Gave them better seats.
Yep. Like, right as they were getting ready for the game, she was learning about all this.
What a wild boy! There was photos of the two together recently at a Diggs's... What is this? A wellness, Mother's Day wellness event in Washington, D.C.? So, yeah, they're trying to make it work. Good luck, because yesterday there was a video trending of Cardi B and Diggs arguing outside of a Maryland coffee shop.
Didn't look good.
Oh. Didn't look good.
What are they trying to make work? Co-parenting?
Co-parenting. Maybe be together. Maybe we could be together.
I mean, if you're willing to accept the fact that he's going to have five girlfriends, I think you could make that work.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think he's coming off that lifestyle.
No. I did have some stuff here about Diego Pavia. People calling him a creeper from the way he hits on girls.
Yeah, I saw something about that, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, they're calling Baltimore Ravens quarterback. Well, I don't even have the time for this. And plus, I want to get the song to you that I really, really love. So maybe I'll get into this tomorrow. I'll get into this tomorrow a little bit. Yeah. How about this one before I get out of here? Remember Ronnie from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
He's struggling right now,
Ron,
isn't he?
Ronnie. Stop.
Yeah, nobody creeped harder than the boys on the Jersey Shore. They were creeping hardcore.
Yeah, they were.
They even had a smush room.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Ronnie had a cute little girlfriend on that show, though.
Sammy Sweetheart?
Yeah! She had some nice legs. You know what Ronnie's up to these days, though?
I know he had gone to rehab. I think he's out. I know he's got a daughter.
He's dozing off in interviews.
Is that what's happening? Are they still? They're still doing that Jersey Shore Family Vacay show?
Forever. Forever.
Man.
Family
what's
for
up,
life.
Everyone? It's your boy, Ronnie, here, and I have the best kept secret, the best tip for you in the dating world. If you're out there and you're looking for a significant other and you're on the dating sites and you're not finding anybody and you're going on this date, that date, and you're wasting your time and wasting your money with nothing in common with any of these people, well, guess what? I have something for you. It's called Adult Friend Finder. You gotta check it out. Use the link below to get 20% off on all new memberships. Check it out. Let me know how you like it.
Not Adult Friend Finder, bro.
This ain't satire. He's not just doing a bit.
No, it's real.
He's selling out for anything he can get.
Adult Friend Finder is messy, dog.
Goodness gracious.
Messy.
The saddest app I've ever heard of.
And he turned off the comments when he posted this because he knew it was messy, bro.
Had to.
Knew it was messy.
You better be getting a fat check from AFF.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Girl, baby girl.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what Ronnie's up to now these days. Adult Friend Finder.
He scoured the earth of, who's the guy that could probably use a friend?
Oh, Ronnie.
Are you a pathetic loser like me?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you washed up?
You having family dinners by yourself these days?
Adult Friend Finder.
Willie Juicehead.
Found your mom on Adult Friend Finder. That's, oh, my gosh. This song right here has been in my head all week, so I'm going to leave it to you so you can be in your head real quick. Hold on.
Mom, can you send me $4? Hey. Mom, can you send me $18? Hey. Mom, can you send me $8?
Hey.
Mom, can you send me $20?
Yeah.
I'm in the mall.
Yeah.
Can you pick me up?
Hold on one more time, dog.
Mom. Mom, can you send me $4? Mom, can you send me $18? Mom, can you send me $8? Mom, can you send me $20?
Hey.
I'm in the mall. Mommy,
pick me up. Mom. Yeah, really, bro. That is so good.
It's like this year's version of Friday.
It's so true. You look through all my text messages.
Is that AI?
No, that was a little gravelly singing there.
That's going to stick, dude. That's going to stick.
No, it's been in my head all
mom. Can you send me $4?
Yeah.
I'm going to send that to my mom right now.
That's fantastic.
Have you heard the one about shout out to my granny? She got hit by a bazooka.
No.
No.
Oh.
Sounds fire.
I'll send you that link.
Shout out to my granny. She got hit by a bazooka.
Now I think about her every time I hit the hookah.
Oh,
yeah, bars. Woo! Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Somehow it got in my 4-year-old's algorithm, and now okay. I'm like singing it around the house. I don't know if it's anywhere else in the wild or if it's just me. So I was just putting a little tester out there.
You're probably not alone. There's somebody else that's driving around listening, like, yes, I'm in my head too.
Yeah, yeah.
How about everybody do the sea line?
No, you sent that to me, and I did play it for Eliza, and she
loves it. Yeah.
She does. Yep, she likes it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
She's into it. She dances.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Mom, can you send me $4? Mom, can you send me $18?
All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Low will and the creek don't rise. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. We got four down, one to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation on an NFL schedule release tailgate show.
Yeah,
it's official coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll go over for you at 6:20 what Broaddus and Woolchuk are projecting with 90% certainty. But before we get there, Zachary, what's in store?
All right, let's go around the bases. Let's get some our baseball fix in here. Chris Martin is stumped. Chris, I got news for you. You don't need to be. Power rankings and prison time. That's next in the nation.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.